There are stories stretching from Kuprianna to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Uganic, and Uyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. Christy Allen is the daughter of Ivan and Jody Fox. Ivan was the superintendent at Port O'Brien for decades, the place better known as the Uganic Cannery. Christy has spent each summer of her life in Uganic. She transitioned from being a cannery employee to the owner of the SetNet site Goal Light in Uganic in 1980. This summer, I spent time with Christy and her family at Goal Light. Here, she describes a childhood spent at the cannery.
I still have the Western Union telegram that my mother sent my father while he was in Uganic Bay at the San Juan Fishing and Pack Company, saying it's a girl. And I spent every summer in Alaska or in Uganic Bay since 1953. Oh, my earliest memories of being in Uganic were when we were little kids, we used to bring our tricycles up and we used to ride through the warehouse. And then later when they used to bring the tin in for the salmon and they'd have these huge boxes of tin stacked up, we would take and make forts through them. We would pull out the cases and we would put these wood boards across and then put the salmon back on. So we had mazes going through the salmon cans. When we got a little older, we started our own little enterprise of washing the fishermen's clothes for $1 a load, washed and dried. And it was when the dungy crab fishing was still going on. So we would sit underneath the heading machine and we would pick up fish heads and drop them in the cardboard boxes that the tin had came out of. And it was before we had hefty bags. And so we'd have these soaking wet, disgusting, slimy boxes of salmon heads. My dad would come down later in the day for us and haul them into the freezer, and then we were selling those for $1 a box. And then eventually I got to the point where I think I was 15, and I got to start working in the egg house packing eggs. It was long hours, cold and wet. I remember at mug ups grabbing two cups of coffee, one to pour on my feet, my boots. And we were standing on cement floors and it got really tiring. And I was good at it, doing the packing the eggs. It was pretty mundane and repetitive. But my dad told me when he gave me the job that no one's going to work harder than my kids. And so if you stand around and gawk and don't work hard, that's, you're setting the pace for everybody else. I remember looking up through a screened, you know, wall. I could see him every once in a while looking at me. And I was good at it and I was fast. And I think we got a really good work ethic from him saying, you know, giving us that little talk to all of us. And after I quit working in the egg house, I tell ya, the Japanese, you know, foreman for the egg house would come find me in the mess house to come pack when I was done with dinner. But yeah, it was really long hours, and I was, you know, probably the youngest, you know, cannery worker there. You would kind of have to go off in your own little daydream, keep yourself entertained. But, you know, literally, I mean, there were some days where we would work till 8 to 2 in the morning, and it was over and over again. And I remember I found my, looked at my Social Security stub that came recently, and I was looking at what I made that summer. And I mean, I worked so many hours, and I think I made about $1,400 or $1,500, and it didn't seem like much money now. But when I look back on it, when you're 15 years old, it was sort of the beginning of when my mom and dad decided you're financially on your own.
Now, Christy's granddaughter Evie and grandson Ivan play at Goal Light, right around the corner from the cannery that their grandparents and great-grandparents called home every summer. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.